This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I've wandered all over this country, prospecting and digging for gold. I've tunneled, hydraulicked, and cradled, and I nearly froze in the cold. So begins the first verse of Old Settler's Song, a folk ditty dating to the 1870s that tells of a burned-out prospector who eventually finds happiness by the ocean in the Pacific Northwest. Seattle is a city known for its musicians, from Jimi Hendrix to Dave Grohl to Sir Mix-a-Lot. But while others may have achieved influence outside the city, within its limits, few were more iconic than a local yokel who adopted Old Settler's Song as his personal anthem. Born in Seattle in 1905 to a Swedish father, Johan Hoglund, and Norwegian mother, Daisy Hoglund, the young Hoglund set off on an eclectic multi-hyphenate career as a folk musician, radio show host, owner-operator of the city's first aquarium, and eventually, restaurateur. Hoglund opened the first of his restaurants on the site of the aquarium a year after World War II, a sailor-themed eatery with a playful vibe that extended to its ponderful motto, Keep Clam. The aquarium would close, but two more sit-down restaurants would open, and Hoglund's outsized personality and George R.R. Martin-style captain's hat made him a beloved local celebrity, the media as hungry for his antics as his customers were for his bivalves. Typical of his eccentric silly walk through life, in his 70s, Hoglund accidentally won election to the Port Commission as a result of a prank gone wrong. Hoglund died in 1985, but is still remembered fondly, and today, his statue can be found on his old pier stomping grounds, posed amid one of his favorite activities, feeding the seagulls. But today, with 3 full-service restaurants, 20 smaller seafood bars, and its chowder sold in stores including Kirkland, Washington's own Costco, Hoglund's legacy is more than just his bronze doppelganger. Old Settler's Song ends with the lyrics that gave the original location its subtitle. No longer a slave of ambition, I laugh at the world and its shams, and I think of my happy condition, surrounded by acres of clams. This week on Doughboys, Ivers. Welcome to Doughboys Live. I'm Nick Weiger. I'm here. What's up, Seattle? Wow. Wow. So great to be here on time for the show. Get to do the intro in front of you guys here at the Neptune Theater. And you know who else is here? Folks, this week's roast is courtesy of Riley. Let me introduce my co-host, Kurt Cobain, the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell. Mitch has walked on stage with a brown paper bag labeled Pike Place Chowder. How you doing, Spoon Man?
What's up, Seattle? Wow, look at that. Look at that crowd.
Look at that crowd. Good-looking crowd.
Great-looking crowd. Getting turned on.
Anyone graduating from the University of Washington this weekend?
No way.
No way. You came to this? Isn't your graduation tonight?
You're not here. That's not real.
Stop lying.
Anyone from Doughboys University? Are you graduating tonight? Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. That was pretty good. Not gonna get much better for me for the rest of the show.
I think we should just call it.
We got two gifts, Wags.
Wow.
One, two bags of frozen clam chowder in this bag.
Who brought the frozen clam chowder to two people who are from out of town?
We can't bring it.
What do you expect us to do with a frozen clam chowder?
What do you want us to do?
Yeah, let me heat up my Instant Pot. I put it in my fucking carry-on bag.
You want us to eat it tonight?
I thought you guys would like just some frozen chowder.
I prefer it that
way. I prefer it like a popsicle with clams in it. It's good.
Fucking disgusting.
You're a freak.
I'm so happy to be out of fucking Golden State, those fucking assholes. Fuck that place.
Yeah, Mitch, you don't have to worry about any NBA basketball happening here, unfortunately. Sorry!
Wow!
Sorry!
Supersonic.
It's a bummer.
Yeah, no, I think they deserved it. You deserve to get your team taken away from you. I'm in a bad mood. What do you want from me?
You are grouchy. Now, we were in San Francisco this morning and flew up to Seattle, kind of had a whirlwind, ate both restaurants back-to-back, including the one we're going to be talking about this week.
I'm a ticking time bomb for real.
Yes.
It's bad news.
Both digestively and you mean your mood, right? Like you're about to fucking blow.
Should I tell them what happened? Well, first of all, we did the show last night.
We did.
In San Francisco, and I got off stage. And I realized that, like, my fly had been down maybe the whole show? I think the whole show?
Yeah, I don't know when else it could have come down. Unless you, like, as you were sitting down in the green room. But nobody noticed. You're in front of a table, and...
I walked up to the audience multiple times.
That's true. You did go up to the audience multiple times. But let's be honest. What are you really hiding?
Oh, boy. People just saw, like, a Ken from Barbie crotch. Didn't even react to it.
Less pubes.
Anyways, that happened. And then we went to, I didn't mean it, like, that happened.
That happened. So, that happened.
So, that happened. That did happen.
That did happen.
And it was, like, these new pants. It was just, like, really, it was really open. It was really, really... A fly couldn't be more open than it was open.
Yeah. No one noticed. It was fine.
No one noticed or cared. I'm that type of guy. Just people are like, the slob has a fly down. Who gives a shit? And then after that, it was a bad start to the day. We got on a flight.
Yes.
We flew out of San Francisco at 10 a.m.
That's right.
And as I was leaving the plane, I have the AirPods Max, and I had the carrying case was in the pouch in front of me.
Yes.
And I forgot it.
Yeah.
And then I went to, and then I was leaving, I was like, shit, I forgot it. I turned around, and the guy at the gate was like, I don't think so. He's like, you can't go back on the plane. I was like, why? And he's like, it's for security reasons. I'm like, you think I got a bomb immediately? Like my friend threw me a bomb? And he's like, you can't go back on. And I was like, it's my carrying case. Like, it's going to get thrown away. I know it if I don't go down there. And I was like, can you, like, radio to someone? Like, unfortunately, we can't radio down to someone for security reasons. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
By the way, Mitch is not really exaggerating this guy's voice for effect. If anything, he's tamping it down a little bit.
He was a sketch character. Yeah. Turns out, sketch character is not fun in real life. And I was like, it's going to get thrown away. He's like, once everyone's off the plane, I can, like, go down and check. And he was like, what seat are you? I told him my seat. He went down and he was like, it's not there. I was like, no shit. It got thrown away, you fucking fat asshole. Anyways, I don't hope that he dies.
Yes.
I do.
Oh, Mitch.
I hope he dies.
It's okay. Everyone thinks everything. You don't need to feel guilty about your thoughts. You can't control
it. It got fucking tossed.
Yeah, it got tough. I mean, the thing is, it looks, if you see it in isolation, mm-hmm. it's like a little, I guess, like pleather pouch that fits over.
What the hell are you doing with your hands?
It's kind of like a clam. I'm doing like a clamshell. It's kind of like a little mini clamshell that goes over just the headphone parts of the headphones, mm-hmm. the ear part of the headphones. So it kind of looks like a cardboard insert or something if you don't know what it is.
Yeah, I got. I knew, it was all the things. I knew it was going to get tossed.
Yes.
Like, I needed to go back down and get it. The sketch guy was a fucking piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Wags, this is the type of guy Wags is. This is true. You said, I'll give you my case. You said that.
I did, yeah.
After it happened.
Yeah.
I got on Apple support and I got a new one myself, but I also still want your case. Yeah. Anyways, that's how it started off. We had some gremlins this morning coming into Seattle.
You gremlins.
A few gremlins.
You were a little grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. I understand. It's frustrating.
It wasn't
lose
the new batch. It wasn't a fun group of gremlins. It
no,
was,
this was
it was
OG
like the
gremlins.
Original gremlins. It was like the Twilight Zone fucking gremlin.
Oh, that's
the
a
one
scary
on the wing.
Gremlin, yeah, the one Shatner sees.
Yeah, the one Shatner sees. Oh no, that's my Shatner.
That's pretty good. Eccentric guy.
Shatner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, gremlins to start our trip to
Everything's
Seattle.
Everything's going fine.
But Wags, I'm happy to be here. I love it.
What a thrill. What a treat.
Look, I'm not pandering. I do like Seattle.
Seattle's great. We're walking around. Mitch is not pandering. Mitch likes to complain about things, but he was not complaining once we were in the city.
It's like
a lovely
the city.
Day, lovely weather, and you said this to me. You were walking around the downtown area, uh-huh. and you said, why can't downtown LA be like this?
I did say this.
Because it is, I don't know, it's nice. It's nice
it's
to walk
nice.
Around.
You might catch a fish from yeah. Pike's Place.
Sure, it's got its own problems, but whatever. We don't see
it. Yeah, we don't see it. We don't care. Don't tell us about them. We don't want to hear it.
No, we just want to go to the touristy parts.
Yeah,
be
keep
happy.
It to yourself.
We want to see the Disneyland part of Seattle. I don't care about the real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lovely time so far. A lovely day.
Yes, it was a lovely day. Yeah. A full day.
A full day.
And why? You know what? I'm going to give a little howdy ho to Spoo Nation.
Wow.
And I think it's time to play a little drop.
Oh, boy.
But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Let's see who's on line five. Hello, this is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
I'm Nick Weiger.
I am genuinely very tickled. There's no sex. You'll just be naked, and we're just going to tickle you.
Well, Seattle, we have a celebrity of sorts on the line.
No one listening to this cares.
Oh, they know you. Just an adolescent trying to prove to your little friends how clever you are by getting on the radio. But you know what you're really doing? You're taking time away from people with real problems.
No, that's a fair way to characterize this podcast. We are wasting a lot of time doing this, and it's making our lives worse. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Wow, good drop.
Good drop. Good drop.
On brand? Great. Yeah,
good drop. Howdy, Drop King et al. I am resubmitting a drop I made for the Seattle Live Show last year.
Wow.
After a year of reflection, I've decided the only reason it hasn't been played yet is that it was too long and not certainly because it's a bad drop, so I edited it down. Two things can be true. Anyway, here I go submitting again. Oh boy, delusional droper. Dang ODC. Dang ODC.
Dang ODC.
Are you here, Dang ODC? Holy
wow,
shit.
Wow, right in front. Holy shit.
Did you graduate today? Did you graduate today?
I did not.
All right, hell yeah.
That's unsettling because that's lunging distance. That guy can get right up here.
He'll be all right. You're a good man. Thank you for the drop. Good job. We did it.
We did it. Mitch, we should comment. Last time we were in Seattle, it was a debacle.
Yes.
We were at this very venue.
Uh-huh.
And I was working that day.
Yes.
And it was one of those things where I was like, I have a fucking show in a different mm-hmm. city, and they were like, can't help you. And they enforced my fucking contract and made me be there the whole day.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't get on a flight out of LA until like 5 p.m. That was delayed.
Were you working on Gorko's Planet at this point?
No, it was not Gorko's Planet. No, a show you made up.
was an actual show. It was an HBO pilot that didn't go. Oh. Anyway, so I was working on this. They made me be there for shooting. I went straight to the airport, hopped on a plane, or the flight was delayed, got up to Seattle as quickly as possible, but it's a venue, they have people working here, they have deadlines, they have a curfew, they just had to fucking start the show. So they start the show, giving this all this context for anyone who maybe doesn't know the story, maybe people are listening to this later. They started the show, I wasn't here, it was just you and our guest Tony Charlene.
Yeah, it sucked for me. I felt like, I jokingly was like, I'm gonna pretend like I'm Garth when Garth is alone on Wayne's World. And then it just did turn into that almost immediately, where the crowd was just kind of staring at me, and I didn't know what to say. Okay, this is fine. Like, that's kind of what it turned into, was just me like being like, okay, so what's happening, Seattle? But you're here, Wags. You're here this time. Yeah. And maybe if you hadn't fucking had your mind on the show, that HBO pilot would have gotten picked up. Fucking rushing out the door.
You think I was too distracted by Doughboys Live?
I think you were.
I say I have my priorities
straight. Yeah, hell yeah! For this hot crowd? This crowd is hot as hell.
Mitch, I do want to... I did listen to that section of the episode later. You did a fantastic job. You were great. Anyone hear that last Seattle show?
Thank you, Mitch, Wags.
Didn't he do a great job?
Thank you, Wags. I want to quickly say, we got two gifts. We got two bags of frozen chowder.
Yes.
And then we also got a cookbook. This is also real. Cooking with Semen.
Someone gifted that to us.
You're here. The person's here.
Who gave us the cum cookbook?
Just say it. Yeah! You piece of shit. I feel like so stuffed and sick.
Yeah.
And then like I was like, what is this? And opened it up. It's like a creme brulee made out of cum.
Yeah.
I'm just like, fuck. We're... Oh, no.
Okay. worst thing about that cookbook, Mitch, the pages were sticky.
Jesus.
That was fucking revolting. Probably grosser than the frozen chowder we got, if I'm being honest.
Pretty close.
Which we should try to salvage that somehow. I don't know if there's a freezer backstage, but maybe we can at least put that in the fridge or something.
Maybe we'll give it to... Should we give a bag of frozen chowder to the best question tonight?
Okay, great. That'll be a door prize for the best question if we remember it. Someone will
get
a bag of chowder.
You came to a show, you get a bag of frozen chowder.
You bring a gift for the Doughboys, and then we give your gift away to someone else. Who would have thought?
Dude, my graduation night was fucking crazy. Woke up with a bag of frozen chowder in my bed. Wags, we should introduce our guest.
We absolutely should. An actor and comedian from the podcast You Are Worthy with a little Mookie B. Make some noise for our guest, Mookie Blakelock!
Yeah!
What's up?
Yeah, what an entrance.
Thank
Great
you.
Great entrance.
I thought that was kind of neat.
It was very neat.
People in Seattle would think that was kind of neat.
That remix?
Yeah.
Great remix. Very respectful remix. Mookie.
Respectful of the dead.
Yes. Mookie, we are very, very excited to have you here. We've had a great time with you so far. Such a blast. Such a one of the funniest people around and one of our good friends. So fun to be up here in the PNW with you. You also give a good massage. You're giving Mitchell a
little back rub. He gave me one right before the show. Holy moly. Felt great.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where, you know, I know how I like to be massaged.
Sure.
So it's, you know.
It loosened me up quite a bit. Maybe loosened me up too much. I was telling him that I... Should maybe tone it down. Things were going to leak out in a minute.
Jesus Christ.
We ate two meals back to back.
We did. We had a bang
insane.
Bang. It was rough.
I feel like shit.
I feel horrible.
It was gnarly in terms of the quantity of food, but I would say a delight in terms of the overall experience. But we'll get into that in a second. But I do want to talk a little bit, Mitch and Mookie, about Seattle. About the Evergreen City? No, that's not it. The Emerald City, the Evergreen State. Ah, okay.
Mm.
Fuck that up.
If it's the state, it's evergreen, but emerald, it's the city you mean. Now I'll remember.
Yes. Please remember that.
I'll remember. Mookie.
The Twilight State.
Ooh, mixed reaction to that.
I feel like Twilight's gonna come back around.
What?
Yeah, that
you
movie
mean?
From less than 10 years ago, I think, is gonna have a big comeback soon.
It's due. Mookie, have you spent much time up here in Seattle?
Not at all. Well, I was here, I flew to Seattle Airport one time.
That's right.
About, what is it, 10 years ago now?
Mm-hmm.
With Mitchie Pooh.
That's right.
And Betsy Sodaro and Dave Tooney.
Dave Tooney. All been on the pod.
Good crew.
And then we flew to Seattle, SeaTac. You guys should clap. And
there we go. There we go. SeaTac.
He knows his
respect,
shit,
man.
And he knows his shit. And then we drove, we got in a rental car and we drove 2 hours north to Bellingham, Washington.
Wow.
To Western Washington University.
Didn't see a single ham up there. I'll say
nor,
this much.
Nor
too.
One belling.
Yeah, a single belling as well. I'll say this, Mooks. For the land of twilight, it was the sun was out at like 10 p.m. up there.
The sun set at 10:30 p.m. It was gorgeous.
Dracula's probably like, what the fuck's...
Yeah, I'm trying to go to bed.
No, he's trying to come out.
Oh, shit, right. He's opposite from us, right. I should have known this from Twilight. I'm in the Twilight State.
It's a That's different Dracula that he goes to yeah. bed. He comes out at...
I'm Dracula. I can be out in the daytime, and I don't drink blood. I go to bed at a reasonable hour.
Mookie, I asked you to remind me about my headphone case.
You did.
Yes.
And you forgot.
Up. You know what? I was just telling Emma backstage. You told me that before the flight. You said, hey, don't let me forget this. Then as we were descending, you woke up from your bear nap. You went, I went, we got to be landing soon, right? And I went, look out the window. And you could see the ground.
It was
and
cool.
I remember I looked, I didn't tell you this. I looked at your little headphone pack mm-hmm. in the seat. And I clocked it and I went, got to remember to tell Mitchie about that.
Oh, boy.
Then we landed. I forgot. You forgot. At the end of the day, it's your responsibility.
That is true. That is true.
I'm not taking any blame for what happened.
Sure.
I won't accept it, but I didn't hold up my end of the bargain, which, frankly, was not my responsibility, but... Yeah.
It's in a trash pile now. May it rest in peace. Look, I know,
if
it's
we see
sad.
A raccoon walking around wearing that thing later...
I'll be so fucking pissed.
I'll chase that fucker down, dude.
But then he turns out to be a cool guy.
Yeah,
we hang with
him. Yeah,
the
yeah.
Hang out with him.
He's like, my bad, man. You can have it back.
We saw some ducks on our roof, too, Ike. There were ducks upstairs.
You saw ducks?
Yes.
You were in the room when I pointed them out.
He pointed them out. Birds.
There was a big puddle on the roof across the street, and two ducks were hanging out in it.
Why am I not remembering the ducks? I think I wasn't paying attention.
You were reading the semen cookbook, going, I should do some ingredient prep.
You were reading it like the Micro Machine guy. Two cute little ducks taking a bath right across the...
That's adorable.
Yeah.
How about that?
Kind of creepy of us to watch them bathing, you know.
We named them Edward and Bella.
Mm-hmm.
I've enjoyed my time in Seattle. It feels like a really good food city. Good, at least you know the time the places I've been in. Nice little walk-in city. Some walk-in can happen here.
We did. We walked some.
Walked a little bit, but I am curious because we're talking about a seafood place today.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitch, I know you're a big seafood guy. Mookie, I imagine also being from New England, you have some opinions on food from the sea.
Mm. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, I think so.
Fishy is delishy.
Wow.
I love seafood. You know, West Coast seafood's a lot different than East Coast seafood.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And there are some copycat. Ooh. Huh? He went, harp. But listen, you can make it good anywhere.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, what else would you like me to say?
What are your favorite, like, favorite kinds of fish? Favorite kinds of preparation? Favorite kinds of shellfish? Do you have, like, a go-to? Like, this is my favorite fish dish?
I mean, look, I'd be lying if I said I didn't love the most, you know, like a battered and fried fish preparation.
Sure.
If you're talking about clams or fish and chips or...
A lot of fun.
Fried oysters or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I love to eat a nice, like, piece of salmon with some oil and salt and pepper on it, perhaps a bit of garlic.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
On a bed of spinach.
Nice little simple preparation.
Sounds great.
On a Monday night.
Yeah, that's great. Great weeknight meal.
You know, a lobster roll, whatever. I like to eat fucking everything. I am a fat piece of shit.
No.
And if you put it in front of my fat hole, I'll breathe it in.
I'm with you on that. For me, Wags.
Are you happy?
I like a nice, juicy shark. Give me a nice, juicy shark.
I like the tail, the chewy part.
They try to eat humans.
Yeah.
It's only right that we try to eat them back.
Can't you eat shark? You can get shark, right?
You can get a shark.
You can have like a shark steak? You can do that.
Probably tough to catch them, I'm sure. But
yeah.
I don't know.
You can go out and grab one of those dudes.
You've seen Jaws? It's...
They're scary. But I don't think all sharks are like that. And I'm not sure if the sharks that you eat are those are like a great white.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's disappointing. It would be great to eat Bruce from Jaws.
That'd be cool. I mean, cool to eat a fish. I mean, like if he was killed humanely, right?
No.
You want him blown up.
I want him blown up like in the movie.
The exploded remnants of Bruce the shark from
Bruce
Jaws.
Bruce Burgers, yeah. Explode them and then we make Bruce Burgers.
If you could, would you eat a dinosaur?
Yeah, I need a dinosaur.
Yeah, me too. If I could get my hands on one, I would do it, definitely.
I wonder, because, like, reptiles aren't super yummy, right? Is there, like, a good reptile? People like gator.
Yeah, you tell
gator,
us.
Yeah, go down to New Orleans and get some gator.
Gator's all right. Yeah, I've had some gator.
It's a little chewy.
Yeah. Turtle soup, I guess. I've had turtle soup. I like turtles, but...
What are you, freaking Shredder?
No, I'm not Shredder.
You're acting like Shredder over there.
I'm not Shredder.
You just said you love turtle soup.
Sometimes I'll be like looking in the menu and I'll be like, tonight I dine on turtle soup. But that doesn't make me Shredder. I'm not the Shredder.
I don't know.
Are you the I like turtles kid?
I like turtles.
I do like turtles.
You maybe are the I like turtles kid.
We did name one of our turtles Shredder because he was fast and then he ran away.
Yes, which I have said this before.
Yeah.
It's very funny that a turtle ran away from you.
I guess at this point I should ask my parents if they were lying to me and he died.
Oh, that's true. Didn't your grandma just run away recently?
My grandma ran away, 91
Nick,
years
we
old.
Hate to
we're
tell
still looking for her.
Grandma ran away. Yeah. It's fucked up.
Nick, your college girlfriend, she ran away.
Oh, no, that's so sad.
She's living on a farm now.
Nick, there was a debacle at our... First of all, I didn't realize that the Sox were playing the Mariners today.
Yes, that's right. This show isn't the only Boston-Seattle crossover happening.
We scheduled this tour so poorly. The reschedule, there was a game today.
Yes, this is conflicting with Sox, Mariners, and the University of Washington graduation. We still have a great sold-out house here. We're still very...
100%.
There's a great, great audience. Last night we were in San Francisco, conflicted with Game 4 of the NBA Finals, which the Golden State Warriors were in. So that was.
And by the way, the audience, annoyingly, when they won, went, Warriors, while we were on stage. Fucking assholes.
So fucking disrespectful.
Disrespectful to your boy. How could you do that to your boy, the Spoon Man?
Yeah, I know.
Up on stage trying to give you laughs, and then you do that to me?
So fucking disrespectful.
Wait, why did I even bring that? Oh, yes. And then there was a bunch of angry people in our hotel. There was a bunch of angry old people, remember?
A lot of anger, a lot of rage.
Yeah.
I think they were probably family members of U of W students who had been, they had some issues with booking their hotel.
Yes, so it was and a lot of Bostonians here. There's a lot of anger in the city today.
A lot of anger in the city. A lot of rage.
Mm-hmm. I don't like them. Get them out of here. I'm the Bostonian who's here this weekend.
Wow.
Take a hike.
Yeah.
Mitch, listeners, did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen to this. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. And Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations.
Wow. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Mitch, you know what I love about Babbel is the courses are convenient. They help me learn real-life conversation skills in my chosen language, Spanish. Makes it easier to order food, ask for directions, speak to people here in Los Angeles without having to consult language apps while you're on the go.
Well, Wags, studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
And you don't want to go anywhere near a college campus these days with all those protests.
No thanks.
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Wags, and all those protesters out there, here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/Doughboys.
Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/Doughboys, spelled Babbel.com/Doughboys. Rules and restrictions may apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Mitch, how's your social battery right now? Is it drained, bursting with energy? How are you feeling, and how did it get to this level?
Wise, we just did two episodes of Doughboy, so my social battery is low.
Well,
I'm shutting down.
Understandably, because it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you, Wags, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Me, I've benefited from therapy, as have many people that I love. And, you know, here's the thing I can say. Whether you've been in therapy or not, there are benefits for everyone. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it's not just for those who've experienced major trauma.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Doughboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Doughboys.
I guess we should pivot to this week's chain, which is, I thought was Ivar's. I was corrected as Ivers. Ivers is how
do you guys say it?
Ivers. Ivers.
Oh, that didn't help.
Ivers like divers.
Why not?
You dive for seafood.
Ivars.
If you're a diver, you go for Ivers.
It should be the Ivars.
But the guy's name, I think, is Ivar. I think
who
it's pronounced
cares?
Ivar.
But there's
who cares how you pronounce a dead man's name? Ivar, that's how he said it.
He's not dead, he ran away.
He lives in the sea.
I felt like you were saying something, you went on a tangent to talk about the socks. I felt like you had a different thought.
No, I was going to talk about how there was a group of students at our hotel who all didn't have hotel rooms, which is also true.
Yes.
There's like a group of high school students.
They were young, yeah.
And I just didn't trust you down there in the lobby with them. You guys need rooms for the night?
I got a king.
Ivers was originally opened by Ivar Haglund in 1946.
Hold on.
Okay.
Speaking of king, he was known as the king or mayor or patriarch of the waterfront. This is a quote from Ivar's website. Ivar Haglund was a true Seattle character and icon. He was known as an entertainer, folk singer, restaurateur. And it has three themed sit-down locations and around 20 of the fish bars.
So he was known all across the land for making bad seafood. Uh-oh, wow. A little sneak peek of my thoughts. Oh,
oh my God. We are in deep shit, man.
I really am curious because... you guys like this place. It was overwhelmingly the favorite. It was overwhelmingly when we said, we pulled the audience and said, like, hey, where should we go? What should we talk about? A bunch of different chains were tossed out. But in a country mile, Ivers was the runaway winner. Everyone say, you got to review Ivers.
You got to go to Burgermaster.
Okay, we're not looking for more options now. You could have participated in the Twitter poll earlier.
Poll is closed.
We ate there. We're doing the show about it.
But I'm officially opening it back up now.
We went to Ivers.
This leads to the Doughboys January 6th situation.
Everyone's too out of breath to do anything.
There's stairs?
Yeah.
The only thing that happens is every desk gets shit on. We all had to take a shit.
But this is a place where, like, I mean, I understand it has significance to the city. I understand that there's people probably with nostalgia to it, but, like, do you think it's good?
No, I'm
hearing a good amount of no's.
But also, some of you seem like you want to kill us.
I would say that the issue with Ivers, based off of our experience, and I guess we're just going to get fully into it at this point, is...
We're going to get into it already?
Yeah,
let's bullshit for another half an hour.
Yeah!
No, we're at the point in the show where we should talk about the restaurant.
All right, fine.
What else do you
want? The case was right there in the seat. And I walked off the whole plane. I know, it's my fault.
No, it's not. It's actually that fucking asshole's fault.
Yeah.
Why can't you go back on the plane? Security on planes is too tight. Make it go back.
Remember that guy did say like three times? He was like, that's why the flight attendants say, oh, Gary, make sure you have everything when you get on the plane.
He said that to me, and I was like, yeah, no shit. Forgot it.
And then he said it a second time. He was like, right, sir. And again, that is why the flight attendants say, and you were like, yeah, I know.
He was such an asshole.
Yeah.
He's been radioed down to somebody? God damn it.
Security issue.
He's recording his own podcast right now, like recapping The Sopranos or wherever the fuck
Some
he
man
does.
Fatter than me who will refer to me as fat.
Lost his headphones case. It was his own fault. He was shrieking at me, tears streaming down his face.
I was sad. I think I was close to tears.
Sorry, one more detail that was very funny to me is that he came back and looked at your seat and he went, was it another seat? And you went, no. And he's like, didn't find it anywhere. Sorry, I looked. There's nothing under the seat or under the seat. And then he grabbed his bag and he like ran away.
Left. He sprinted out.
Because he knew
there.
You were like you were going to explode.
Removed himself from the situation.
Fucking piece of shit. Yeah.
Sorry,
buddy. I think you went, I can't believe this fucking shit. And he turned around and went, again, that is why the flight attendants always say that. Oh, and then we have a problem. We Delta tends to have a problem with passengers just taking things from the seats that aren't theirs.
Yeah, he blamed it on thieves. Thieves flying the air.
Could have been a thief. I mean, in a way, it's the perfect crime.
To get a headphone case?
You need a replacement.
It is the perfect crime. Anyways... I don't hope that guy dies.
Neither do I.
Are you doing okay? It's been resolved. You're going to get a new one. It's going to
be fine. Yes, I'm fine.
You're
it's gonna fine.
Be fine.
It's going to be okay.
I'm fine. Look, it's fine. But it was one of my pet peeves. People try to get off the airplane before you, Wags, and it pisses me off.
Why did you say that aloud?
What was that?
What was that?
What did he say?
I don't know.
What did you say, sir? I don't need to hear it. Delta, say it again.
Delta flies an Airbus A220 on that route.
Delta flies an Airbus A220 on that route. That's what that man just told us.
Yeah. That's actually kind of...
Is it Sully?
Sully's here.
Sully is here.
Sully.
That's why we were freaking out when we had the talks about the ducks.
I know.
Birds.
They kept trying to land us in the river.
Are you a pilot? Ooh, a good thing, because it seems like you are very drunk.
You love Delta.
You love Delta.
You like Delta.
I love that that could not just stay in your brain. Delta flies an Airbus A220. Okay.
What are the odds that tonight in the front row of this show you got set up to give us that useless piece of information? God, I hope they mentioned something about the flight from San Francisco to Seattle tonight so I can say this shit. I've been going to show after show after show. They never mention it.
So we went to the Acres of Clams location on the pier. We sat outside. And some boos, some O's. Apparently, that can I know there's other versions. There's like a salmon house. There's like a there's other concepts. We went to this one, which was the original. Figured if you're gonna get one Ivers experience, that's the one to go to.
I don't love the subtitle, Acres of Clams.
It's a little, okay, so it comes from the folk song that I mentioned in my intro, which I know you didn't listen to.
No, I unfortunately had to. I was right off stage. It sucked for me.
So that comes from an old folk song that Ivor himself used to sing.
Oh, okay.
And so it was like,
okay, sorry, the song is bad.
I think the idea of Acres of Clams, to me, that is a disgusting image. I don't want to think about Acres of Clams.
I don't want to think about that.
I don't want to think about it.
No. Horrible image.
And I would say, like, the pier, as I, you know, you're always a little skeptical of a restaurant that is, like, on the waterfront. Mm. Because you're like, is the location doing all the work? In this case, I feel like that's like 90% of it, right? That's most of the appeal is that you're right on the water, that you can look at the ferry coming into the dock. I mean, it's just like, it was a beautiful view.
Yeah.
But
it was nice. It was pretty.
Very pretty. And, you know, like a nice interior. Honestly, like as I was there, it's like, this is a lot like a Bubba Gump Shrimp Company if the food was a little worse.
And I was like, this is like Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, but instead of like all the fun of Forrest Gump, it's this dipshit who made a bad song.
We got some, you know, we sat outside. They seemed a little understaffed. That seems to be the story of every restaurant we dine in at these days. You know, it's an industry where people aren't paid enough. So hopefully that gets rectified. It probably won't because it's America. Anyway, our server was very nice, and we got some cocktails and beverages. I got myself a peach iced tea, very peachy. Mm. It felt like they'd taken some heavy syrup from a can of peaches and just poured it in there. Very, very, very sweet. Maybe a little too sweet for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch, you got yourself a cocktail.
I did. I'm frantically looking it up.
Let me bring the menu up.
You got a peach memory. Something or other.
I got the Mr. K's mango punch or some shit. I'm going to go with Mr. K's mango punch.
Describe what the cocktail was. I'll look up the actual name.
It was
Mr. Donkey's Dingle Sauce. I don't know what the fuck it was called. Who cares?
Did you take a picture of the menu? Fuck, I can't believe I had one job to do. Just get my cocktail name, and I forgot it.
I'll figure it out.
I got
the menu.
Strawberry lemonade. That was kind of nice.
Mmm.
How about that?
I had two extremely sweet drinks. My cocktail was very sweet, and my lemonade was also very sweet. Very Bubba Gump shrimp-esque cocktail for me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's maybe a little less charming, but yeah, that same sort of thing. So here's the cocktails.
Here we go.
Oh, that's just the happy hour.
I got the pineapple rum old-fashioned, and you know what? It was pretty good.
It was good. Wow. I had a sip of that.
It was pretty tasty. It was my sip of the slip.
The cocktails I see here, Mitch, I'll list them off. Let me know if any
was
of these
Mr.
were
Clinton's?
Them. There was St. Kitts Mango Punch.
Wait, what is the first one?
St. Kitts Mango Punch.
Mm.
The
I think that is it.
But
are we sure it's not
the Ivorita.
Mr. Clinton's, President Clinton's Mango Punch?
Yeah. All right. This is really good. Served on a blue dress.
This was shipwreck mango rum, lime juice, pineapple juice, orange juice, and grenadine. That sounds like what you had?
Yes, that's the one.
Okay, great.
All right, college graduates. A whole new crop of interns.
Oh, Mr. Clinton.
Mr. Clinton. What, that's you're really mad at me for the way he acted?
This is not our fault.
Yeah, it's not our fault. I love interns, Nick.
Okay. Well, I don't, Mr. President, do not invite any of them on a private plane, please.
I know one that takes flight pretty soon.
Jeffrey Epstein flew on a Gulfstream 720.
Man, it was crazy that Jeffrey Epstein was in prison and then he ran away.
I know. Very sad. Mookie, I get the rest of the cocktails up here. Do you remind us what you got?
I got the pineapple rum old fashioned.
That's right. This is pineapple rum, Gifford's Banane de Brazil, and bitters.
Now, Nick, when it came to the food,
yeah.
I'm going to get right into what I ordered. I know it's a seafood place, but I got myself a cheeseburger, medium rare, with some French fries.
Oh, where?
Just for context, we ate in reverse order. So if you're at the late show, we'll talk about what we ate at first, which was Dozone. Mm-hmm. So we went to Dozone first. We had a lot of food. And we had some seafood there. And so by the time we got to Ivor's, I'm not eating meat right now for the most part, but I also got a burger. I got medium rare with some fries.
Yes, yes.
I have some bad news for you guys. I also got a burger medium rare with cheese and fries.
So as a burger restaurant,
yes,
that's kind of how we're evaluating this place.
We got chowder.
We didn't get burgers.
And
we
didn't get like burgers.
We didn't order one single burger.
It was a trick. It was a little graduation prank we played on you all.
We started with some clam chowder.
Clam chowder. You gotta climb that chowder.
We got some clam chowder. It was their Ivor's clam chowder, and it's a thing that they can and distribute. I had high expectations for this. I figure, like, if there's a thing that a fish house should do right, this is one of those things that should just be an absolute fucking home run.
And it wasn't. It was a pop-out fly that someone caught.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can't claim to be a chowder authority as someone from sunny Southern California.
Do you like
Southern
my baseball
California.
Knowledge?
I thought it was great.
A pop-up fly that someone caught.
It's mm-hmm. one of the ones where the guy hits the ball, but he doesn't get to stay on the base.
Yes.
Yes.
He doesn't even get to a base.
He has to go back and sit with the rest of the team.
So
you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if that clam chowder was made from that semen recipe book upstairs. It was Nick. A garlicky load in my mind. A good way to fucking trick Dracula. Kill him. If you had a garlicky load.
Wait. What do you think Dracula drinks?
You gotta get Dracula to suck your dick.
Okay.
And you gotta eat this clam chowder first.
you gotta eat the clam chowder, then you gotta garlicky load.
Got it.
And then he's like, I'm having a great time. Whoa! It would be funny if you killed if you came and killed Dracula.
It would be funny.
I agree.
Imagine
if
that really happened. If Look. Dracula sucked his dick, there was garlic in the cum, and he died. Would that not be the most insane thing you ever saw happen?
Look, Dracula.
That would be nuts.
Dracula's a terror, but he's got the hots for me. I'm gonna eat a bunch of garlic tonight, get him to suck my dick, and his days of fucking terrorizing the countryside are over with.
You're saving the world.
You could just have him like bite your neck and suck the garlic out of your
bloodstream. No, dude, it's gotta be through the dick.
Okay, all right, got it.
That's what you figured out at the end of I Am Legend. I just gotta get one to suck my dick.
I mean, look, I'm not for this is Northwest style clam chowder, so you know that it's more like I guess the Pacific Northwest way of doing it. It's not like I'm from a big chowder town, but you guys are big chowder yeah. town. You're chowder heads. You're from the New England.
Yeah. Sorry, I was thinking about which monster would be the best to suck you off. It happens in Ghostbusters. A ghost has done it.
Yeah.
There's a ghost on film that's done it. I mean, I'm sure there's
That ghost was just like a lady.
It was like an attractive ghost lady, okay. Which I guess is probably pretty
still a
good.
Ghost.
Yeah, it's a monster.
If any ghosts suck my dick, I'd pick that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a good one. Yeah, I agree. I would pick that one too.
That'd be number one on my list.
So we're agreed. That's the ghost we pick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great.
I feel like Frankenstein would maybe be bad at it.
He'd just be too aggressive. Yeah. I think it's 0 to 10 with Frankenstein.
Wolfman, too much teeth.
Yeah.
The Mummy, kind of shy.
Famously shy.
Mummy though got good cleanup right afterwards.
Yeah, you're just set.
What? This is what I like to talk about.
This is our free time.
You guys are chowder experts. So, or you guys have eaten a lot of chowder in your day. You're from New England.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
And this one wasn't good.
Yeah.
Too thick, too salty.
Way too thick.
Had a little film that you had to break through on the top, like a creme brulee.
Yes.
It wasn't hard.
Oh, is that not normal?
Now you know how we felt.
Yeah. Didn't love it. We also got the Crab and Bay Shrimp Dip, which has Parmesan and cream cheese, and it came with some essential bakery baguettes that were toasted, some slivers of that. I would say that, and as we're eating this, if you gave this to me blind, I would not know there was seafood in it. It was just so cheese forward. Mookie, I think you said it reminded you of like a TGI Friday's spinach artichoke dip.
It was like a spinach artichoke dip with just like, you know, like a chain restaurant, like too oily dip.
Yeah, and I do want to emphasize, we came into this place with a very open mind. We came into this place excited to eat at it. And when we had the clam chowder, we're like, okay, all right, maybe that's a misfire. Maybe this is a bad batch. But oh, this looks good. That dip sounds really good. We're going to get
that. It also wasn't good. It was bad.
Also a total bummer. We did get some spicy prawns, which come with chili flake, wine, tomatoes, butter, and some toasted bread. The
spicy prawns were my favorite of the meal.
I think this was the to borrow your parlance, Mitch, this was the bite of the night.
It was
the best thing. Mm-hmm. Now, is this something I would be excited to have again? Probably not.
No.
But if we were eating here, then that would be the thing that I would be most confident in ordering.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Yeah.
It had some good... The shrimp themselves, the prawns themselves, I think were not particularly seasoned, but there was good flavor in that sauce, and there was a little bit of spice. You know, I'm something of a heat seeker, and I feel like I got a little bit, just a little bit of a burn from that.
They like it. They like that. They like that. They like when he says it.
Mitch is right. They liked it.
They like what he
if you're
does.
Ever,
it.
If we're ever,
yeah, yeah,
if we're... If we're ever really eating shit on stage, we'll just go to something like that. So
we know we'll get a reaction. Complete trash. I thing I didn't make up. The dip was not good. It was like a spinach and artichoke dip that maybe had like a little crabby aftertaste.
Yeah, that dip gets a slip.
And then the prawns, Boogie, you pointed this out that. The sauce was actually good, but you thought the shrimp...
Like the sauce.
The shrimp had no...
Or the prawns.
Had no seasoning.
Yeah, that was like, kind of your observation that I borrowed. Yeah, for sure.
The broth or whatever that it was in was... The consomme was fine, dipped in a piece of bread, but, like, I thought the dip was the best thing of the appetizers just because it was, like... I mean, it didn't taste like seafood dip, but it was just, like, you know, gooey cheese on bread. It still wasn't even that good, but I think I liked it the best of all the three appetizers we got.
I was nervous. There was seagulls flying around. I was nervous they'd attack our food. Turns out, it was nothing to worry about. The seagulls flew on. They came down. They inspected our food.
Yeah.
Mitch had a piece of bread that he was going to stick in the dip, and then he turned back and was like, oh, there's already dip on it.
I ate seagull shit.
I made that joke at lunch.
We had some fun jokes at lunch.
I liked it.
Yeah, the prawns were my favorite of the bunch. Mookie liked the dip, but no.
I like the prawn. I agree with you on the prawns. Yeah. They had some to me that they had some actual flavor to them. And
it was funny eating the prawns. I was like, they didn't come from right over here in this. They did. These are not nearby prawns. These prawns traveled here.
These are vacation prawns.
I don't know where they get their product. They could have been Costco prawns, honestly. They could have been like I don't know. I definitely got the sense that some of this stuff came from Frozen, including. And this was fucking disappointing because we had these appetizers. We're like, okay, the prawns are okay. Everything else was disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
But hey. A good fish and chips could go a long way. This is Ivor's world-famous True Cod fish and chips. They're like, here it fucking is. This is our thing. We're putting our brand name on it, and we're saying it's world-famous. We're saying it's True Cod. We're that confident in this product.
And you know what? It should be world-famous because it sucks.
Honestly, really, my most disappointing bite of the meal.
They fucked up the fish and chips. What do you want us to do?
Not well fried. Kind of a gooey coating. Like, no crispness to it.
People are turning
It seemed like it came from Frozen.
It really did. It felt like a frozen fish stick.
Yeah.
Like, the batter wasn't crispy. It was like, you know, when it, like, separated. You could tell the fish, before you even bit into it, it was like the fish inside separated from the batter, and it was like you could peel it off. Like a banana.
We're in the age of, like, the gastropub, right? Like, we've been in that era for about 20 years now. And so that's, like, a dish you go to, like, a gastropub. They have a plussed-up fish and chips. It should at least be that quality.
Why do they treat Ivor like Disney? Why is he a Disney-type character?
It seems like it was Ivor's idea.
To become a Disney-like
man. When we went in there, there was, like, a big TV that was playing, like, the history of Ivor's and showing old films of him. I think he's just an egomaniac who's like, I want my face on every TV and every screen and every picture frame in the entire restaurant.
And there's a picture of him, like, with a big, like sniffing, like, a big plate of clams, which is kind of off-putting. Like, I said this to you, like, who? No one does that.
Yeah. It does feel like food that would have impressed someone at the World's Fair like 50 years ago. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
And I think that's maybe like, because is that the origin of the Space Needle? Was that built for the World's Fair? So maybe
you
that's,
got these at the bottom of the sea. You see?
Yeah, maybe that was it.
Look at that thing. Look at what I have: a plate of clams, a plate of old clams.
I thought the fish and chips was pretty disappointing. I'll say the fries were fine.
The fries I didn't think were great. This was a very funny moment where Wags, this is how you know it's a bad. Because look, maybe I'll be an asshole just for the fun of it. But Wags was eating the coleslaw and Wags goes, even the coleslaw is bad.
Slaw sucked. It was rough slaw.
Rough slaw, brother.
It was rough slaw.
And you know, speaking of stuff that they put their stamp on and they say, like, this is our thing, the titular dish, the acres of clams, you can order off the menu there. This is local Manila clams. They make a point of saying with fennel, fingerling potatoes, carrot, celery, and white wine and bread. So, you know, it's similar to this prawns dish, except without as much seasoning, and you subbed in clams for prawns. Man, this, I didn't like eating this at all. I had no fun putting this in my mouth. I wanted to like this. I want at least the broth to be satisfying.
I don't know if you're keeping score, but so far we've liked zero dishes.
I was okay with the prawns.
It was the most basic-ass little bowl of clams I've ever seen in my life.
It's a real bummer.
Acres of clams. I don't like the name already. I said that it was the most disappointing dish. It's the subtitle.
It should be a showstopper.
It should.
This is what we fucking do. This is our acres of clams. And it's one thing if you don't like clams, and you don't like that, fine. But I do like clams. I wanted this dish to be good.
It's like, look, we brought up Gremlins 2. Gremlins 2, the new batch.
Yes.
It's like you went and saw Gremlins 2, and they're like, oh, there was no new batch in it. It just didn't happen.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Do you mean that you'd see a hypothetical Gremlins 2 with no Gremlins? Is that what you're saying?
I don't just say there was no new batch.
No, there wouldn't be a new batch of Gremlins.
Oh, they were the same Gremlins from before.
It's false. I mean, I guess it's not.
Okay, the subtitle is the new batch. You go to see the Gremlins. Now I understand. But then there aren't any new Gremlins.
All right,
it's like going to see the new Jurassic World, and you're like, where's the Dominion?
Look, maybe Gremlins 2 is a bad route to go down here.
Yeah.
Acres of clams. I don't even get where they're talking about. Is it just that there's a lot of clams there?
Again, it's from the song.
It's supposed to evoke
I don't like this song.
Evoke an abundance of clams. Evoke, like, you're supposed
to
think,
damn, the biggest fucking bowl of clams is about to be put right in front of me.
This big bowl of clams.
The first 15 minutes trying to figure out how to say Ivers, which was on you.
Don't say we.
Out.
Ivers. So we were just sitting at the table and Nick's going, Ivers. Ivers.
Yeah, I wanted to get it right.
Yeah, Ivers. Yeah. Definitely Ivers. Ivers.
It was the most disappointing dish to me because that is your
Your thing.
That's your
that's
thing.
That's what you do.
That's the rest. It's in the restaurant title.
I don't revel in savaging a place. I don't like being like I want to go to a place. I want to like it. I want it to be good. And hey, Seattle has given one of my most favorite meals I've had for one of these traveling tour shows, which is when we went to Dick's back in the day.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolute fucking blast.
Great
I love
time.
Dick's. The food was great.
It was great.
It was a simple menu that they executed well. It was another place that was kind of frozen in time,
yep.
But it worked. And I would love to go back to Dick's, and I would not be excited to go back to this place.
I can describe Dick's. It's like Dick's is like if you went and saw Gremlins 2 and you do see the new batch.
Perfect. That's now I'm following.
Thank you.
We also got a blackened salmon Caesar just to try it, and just to try their version of salmon. I didn't feel like the salmon was well cooked. It was overcooked.
Overcooked, but we also weren't sure.
Yes. Overcooked and also not a grain of salt on it.
This is the bad news. The Caesar salad was like maybe my favorite thing of the entire meal.
And it was like a movie. You know, it's like, you know, when you go to a movie theater that has food, it was like that kind of Caesar salad.
That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
Actually, everything we ate seemed like AMC.
You know what happened at this lunch? After the appetizers, before the entrees came, you were like, I'm going to ask for the check now, and I want to be out of here in 20 minutes.
It's true. Now, were we giving it a fair shot? Yes. But I was ready to go. It was over with, Wags. Look, is there anyone from the Ivor family here tonight?
Oh, no, I hope not.
They should be ashamed. They're here.
Okay, well, I guess let's get to our final thoughts on Ivers. Look, I mean, I'll go first. I'll take this bullet. I'm repeating myself. I want to like this place. I wanted to go and have a great meal. Spoiler alert for The Late Show, we were coming off a fantastic meal, and we had a wonderful time at the previous restaurant.
Yeah.
So we go to Ivers, we're like, hey, we're a little full, but you know what? We got a nice walk. We walked between locations. We got a nice little mile-plus walk. You burned some calories. It worked up a little bit of an appetite.
I didn't really enjoy that either. Wish I had a scooter.
We had a nice walk. And you know, we sat down, and I feel like every part of it was...
We were having a blast. We walked down a big set of stairs. Mookie did the Joker dance down the stairs.
That was really funny. That was great.
I wish you guys could have been there.
It was great.
It was so good.
I forgot about that. That was great. And then... they're doing classics here. I think though, you hope that they're at least executing the classics to a degree of proficiency. They didn't seem to be doing that. Anything fancy they were trying was also a flop. I think the theming was okay, but I think you have to have some nostalgia for this place. I think you have to have some acquaintance with who Ivor is and his personal history or maybe just like some allegiance to the city of Seattle because you grew up here, and that's fine. I get it. But as a restaurant, I think maybe the charm earns it a half fork, so I'm going to say 1.5 forks for Ivor.
Ouch.
All right, Mookie.
Oh, man.
Oof.
Oh, no. We didn't like it. And now you don't like us.
We have a whole second show for the audience to calm down so we're not killed afterwards.
So, Wags, I was going to go off of you, but you were a little harsher than I even thought you were going to be for a polite guy. But listen, every single thing was disappointing.
Yeah.
I really liked my cocktail, and I'd go back there for a cocktail. I'd go sit at the bar for that cocktail, maybe on a date.
Sure.
With a seagull. there's one in the audience. but yeah, it was like bomb after bomb after bomb after bomb. Yeah. Good cocktail. I kind of like the cheese thing. I like sitting on the water. 2 forks.
Going to Ivor's, I imagine, is a lot like coming to a Doughboy show. You're getting stuff, and you're like, aren't they supposed to be good at this? Why are they doing this?
Why do they smell like seaweed?
Why are there seagulls following them? look, Ivor might be as a good guy. I don't know what his deal is. I actually kind of appreciate someone who tries to turn themselves into a Disney. Well, I guess it's maybe tangled up in his wires.
I got it figured out.
All right. But Wags, nothing hit. There were no.
Yeah.
And look, I'm a hometown guy. You know that I gave 5 forks to every restaurant we went to in Massachusetts. And I want a crowd to like me.
Sure.
So that's why I want to give it 5 forks. But I had a bad day. 2 forks.
Wow.
Ivor's wasn't good. Acres of Clams is a bad name. Change the name. How about just Ivor's? You don't have to get cute with the fucking subtitle.
Well, they have, in defense of that, they have different Ivor's concepts. So they have like the fish bars, which are like their quick service ones, and then their sit downs are all different Ivor's versions. There's Ivor's Acres of Clams, there's Ivor's like Salmon Emporium, whatever the fuck. so they all have their own little, I get it. I think people just call it Ivor's, right? Colloquially, that's just like, yeah, so.
Ivor's Lobster Prom. Look, I know you love him and he's your hero, but he's a dipshit.
God bless him. The service was nice, and it has a nice interior.
Yeah,
so,
it was. You know, One guy was mean to you.
One guy was mean to me. We didn't talk about that. Snapped at me for using the wrong door. Maybe he was having a bad day. It's fine. I'm not going to hold a grudge forever, like some people. But Mitch.
Oh, you were talking about me with the Delta Man.
Oh boy, Mitch. Mother's Day's coming up. You got sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. Mm. Unfortunately, Mother's Day gifts can be a little predictable and boring. That's why an Aura frame is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Dreaded bathrobe covering mom up? Ugh.
Get that sweater off of you. Too many layers.
Wags, that's right. You know what? I'm guilty. I've given my mom too many of these boring gifts.
Yes.
Some sweaters, some candles, some dreaded bathrobes.
I've accidentally given my mom the same gift twice.
Wow.
It's really embarrassing. Or you end up getting like, oh, I guess I'll give you a gift card. I don't, you know, like it doesn't feel like there's any love behind that.
Well, guess what, Wags? I've also gifted my mom an Aura frame. That's right.
Wow.
This is the truth. Aura frames are Wi-Fi connected and come with unlimited storage so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame.
Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater, she'll also love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
That's right. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code Doughboys at checkout to save. And you know what, Wags? My mom liked her Aura frame so much. This is true. She got my sister one, and now my sister's got one in her dining room.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Terms and conditions apply. Send photos you want from your phone to mom's frame. In fact, Mitch, I'm going to send your mom a photo right now.
The hell?
Enjoy, Mrs. Mitchell.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you, Mommy.
You're talking to your mom, right?
Yeah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Mitch, speaking of the Delta Man, because that was our review of Ivers, but I don't think you guys saw this. I had a little problem at the airport myself at LAX. I think this was before I saw the two of you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so like I had my passport, and I give it to the TSA guy, and he's looking at it, and he's like grilling me. Like, he's like asking my address. I give him my address. It's my old address.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, so he's like, that doesn't line up. And he's like, oh, that's probably my old address. It's this one. It was this whole thing. I don't know why. And then at a certain point, he's like, all right, Nick, is it? What's your full legal name? And
I gotta tell you, that's like maybe the best acting performance. I believed that.
I did too.
That was really good.
So I tell the guy, my full legal name is Nicholas Frank Weiger, but sometimes I go by Frank, which means it's time to review the Week in Hot Dog News in another edition of Let Me Be Frank.
Hot dog, simmer in the city. Great on my grill, getting greasy and gritty. Toast bun, don't it look pretty? Sucking on a dog like you're sucking on a titty. Pork and beef, sausages and long bread, rolling on a roller grill, mustard and relish. One bite, it's a different world. Swap dog bites with a girl. Munch on and chomp all night. Despite the farts, it'll be all right. That taste, when the casing has snapped, later that day, you'll for sure have to nap as it simmers in the city, like you're sucking on a titty. Nothing but a hot dog, frying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hot dog, frying all the time. You ain't never been a burger and you ain't no lunch of mine. Well, they said you a sandwich. Well, that was just a lie. Said you a sandwich. Well, that was just a lie. You're just a bun around a wiener and you sure don't qualify. Ho! I'm gonna hot some dogs. Only got buns and franks in my cooler. I'm hungry, looking for an onion. This is fucking nom nom. I'm gonna hot some dogs. Only got buns and franks in my cooler. I'm hungry, looking for an onion. This is fucking nom nom.
Hey, Grew. I don't know a lot. You see all this? All this food? It's not your Frank.
Yeah, I know that.
Look at me, son. It's not your Frank.
I know.
No, it's not your Frank.
I know.
No, you don't. It's not your Frank.
I know.
It's not your Frank.
All right.
It's not your Frank. It's not your Frank. It's not your Frank.
Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me, by not you.
It's not your Frank. It's not your Frank. It's not your Frank. Cook them, okay? Thank you.
That was titled Food Grill Bunting. That was written by you, Wigs.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll write one on occasion.
Wigs wrote our bit. My friend Adria also texted me, Wigs.
Yeah.
This picture of Shaggy, which you look exactly like.
I do look like I'm wearing Shaggy cosplay.
Wigs.
Ruh-roh.
Hey, Scoob. Hey there, Spoon.
But what does he do? He's just kind of like
He's kind of like a hippie.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, sure. I thought it was more like wearing, because I got these brown pants, I got this green shirt. I was like, I'm kind of in Link cosplay, but it is more Shaggy.
Spoony dooby doo.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
So, Mitch, go ahead and Google hot dog news.
All right, here's my work. Here's my work for the bit.
I'm going to go ahead and use my preferred search engine, Microsoft Bing.
Ooh, will we have anything different?
Any Microsoft employees here? Wow, there are a few of you.
Wow. Wow, all right.
Did you say sorry?
Are you getting booed because it's Bill Gates? That's who's here?
We were right near the Bill and Melinda Gates, what is that, museum?
Foundation.
Yeah. Foundation.
Museum. Wow. The Bill and Melinda Gates Museum.
Bill Gates glasses, a keyboard. Nick, there's some interesting hot dog news. I got to say this much.
Yes. Let me ask you this. Do you Google hot dog news or do you Google hot dog and then click on the news tab?
I Google hot dog and I click on the news tab.
Okay, got it. That's what I'm doing. Hot dog or hot dogs?
Hot dog. And the first result when I Google hot dog is a man in a hot dog suit.
That's news.
And so that is, I mean, I guess that's news. We were saying that there's a Jeffrey Epstein wing of the Bill Gates Foundation. He was friends with him. Not my fault. All right, here we go. Wags, the first thing that pops up, and look, you know it's big news when it's posted twice from Yahoo News and HuffPost. The best and worst hot dogs at the grocery store ranked by nutritionalists.
I'm seeing that too. Nutritionists.
Oh, weird. Mine's different. Mine says nutritionalists.
Are you going to click through that link? Let us know
weird.
What's in there.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
weird.
It's a Bing Google difference, I bet.
Here we go.
Do we all support nutritionalism?
Whoa. Okay, here we go. Oh, man. This article.
Oh, man. Read the whole thing silently to yourself and go, oh, but whoa.
All right, here's how the article goes. Okay, so hot dogs aren't the world's healthiest food.
Okay.
All right.
But admit it, if they weren't on the menu at summer barbecues, it'd be like losing a friend. What the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
That's how it starts.
It'd be like if your friend killed himself.
There's a Weiger. The big one says, if your friend ran away. Fortunately, with a growing number of healthier hot dogs hitting supermarket shelves, it's become possible to indulge and still go easy on your body. No thanks. You just need to know what to look out for. First things first. This is it gets me outraged. Avoid traditional or ballpark labeled hot dogs. A New York-based nutritionalist told HuffPost. These are usually the highest in sodium and contain the most additives and preservatives, Wigs.
This is one of those ones where, like, I just worry, like, if you're going to have a hot dog, I feel like just have the one you want to have, right? It's one thing if you're having hot dogs with regularity, but if it's like, hey, this is my occasional treat, I'm having a cookout, or it's a holiday, and I'm going to treat myself to some, then just have the one you want. You might as well.
They've been linked to certain types to rectal cancer. I don't know how to say it. Colorectal cancer. Someone's cheering that. Jesus Christ. Okay. This is another thing. There's no real lists here. I can't find the.
It's just sort of tips. They're teasing it as a listicle, but in actuality, they're just sort of saying what to look for.
An occasional processed veggie dog isn't likely to be harmful. That's the best you can give me.
Yeah, at least
an occasional processed veggie dog isn't likely to be harmful.
This article is going to be like, the best hot dogs are like organic ones that have less. It's like a nutritionist being like, did you know that a carrot is healthier than an ice cream cone? Yeah, I know.
Huh. Actually, news to me.
Mitch, do you have another headline on your
shirt? I got more headlines. I'm looking at the other ones now.
It's clickbait. That's all I'm saying.
I've got one here.
I got a good one, too.
Go for it.
Jimmy Fallon devours hot dog after dipping it in beer at Rangers game.
So what's your source there?
TMZ.
Okay, so TMZ. So I have a different source here.
Harvey, you wouldn't believe it. Jimmy dipped his hot dog in a beer at the game.
And he simply devoured it after that.
This is media bias in action. I have a few different sources here. Yahoo News, Jimmy Fallon demolishes hot dog, chugs beer at Lightning Rangers games. That's one angle. USA Today, Jimmy Fallon tried and failed to eat a hot dog and chug a beer while cheering on Rangers in Game 5.
Shit.
A third source on the same level as those, Bro Bible.
Dude, that's my number one source.
Jimmy
that's
Fallon.
That's my Bible, bro.
Tried slamming his hot dog and beer at the Rangers game, failed in spectacular fashion. So, yeah, it seems like maybe he did a bad job. I don't know.
If I ever go to court, dude, I'm putting my hand on the Bro Bible. TMZ, a horrible news source. Good way to find out your friend has died, is TMZ. What? More truth?
Happened, folks.
It happened.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got here. Fox News.
What does the Fox News one say?
Fox News says, meet the American who invented the clean, wholesome corn dog. You know what?
Yeah, they're not saying anything about the hearings. interesting. While everyone's talking about the January 6th hearings, they're talking about friggin' corn dogs.
It was a protest.
These people aren't pro-life.
Let's have a hearing for people who have a protest on the sidewalk with some signs. It's ridiculous. Relish this. A guy who sells his own homemade hot dogs, ketchup and mustard on the, and then it's dot, dot, dot. This is Syracuse. A guy who sells his own homemade hot dogs, ketchup and mustard on the side of a busy road. This
That's
is in Rochester. I don't know if I need his homemade ketchup and mustard. Right?
That's maybe part of the experience, though.
Wise, you'll like this one.
Uh-huh.
Michelle Yao, is that?
I've heard it as Yo, but
yeah,
I'm not sure.
Michelle Yo
sure.
Yeah. Calls hot dog scene the most beautiful love story in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, great. Oh, man.
I haven't seen it yet. I need to see it.
I really enjoyed it. Natalie and I saw it together. She's seen it a couple of times. Great movie. Great cast.
I gotta see it.
And it's got some, I mean, just like fucking, it's one of those ones where you, like, that budget that they were able to even fucking make it is like astonishing in and of itself, and then it also hits all these emotional beats. It's great. A lot of fun.
I gotta see it. All right.
Check it out. While I'm recommending movies, recommended this to the SF crowd. RRR. If you haven't seen RRR, check it out. Fucking incredible.
We said that last night. Here we go. I think this is the last one. This is good.
Okay, great.
Truck crash spills 15,000 pounds of pink hot dog filling all over a highway.
Wow. People are headed out.
I'm sorry in advance if this news story puts a damper on your next cookout.
Mm.
Why is every news article funny? Can't it just be the news? A truck carrying 50,000 pounds...
Because a lot of TV writers' jobs kind of dried up with the way that more of the industry is trying to go more non-union.
Oh, yeah, this was written by Jim Brooks. Yeah.
Smaller rooms, fewer jobs.
A truck carrying 15,000 pounds of hot dog filling crashed on I-70... I was just traveling through Westmoreland County in Pennsylvania, according to ABC 7 News. The authorities have called in the Doughboys to clean it up.
And their fat friend Mookie? Okay.
wasted hot dog. They had to throw away the hot dog filling, they told us. Unfortunately, everyone was safe, but the hot dog filling didn't make it. It's like, yeah, don't put it back.
They're like scrambling. They're like, shit, get it back in.
It's fine.
Before our boss comes. We're fucked.
I have one I want to hit real quick because I think this is maybe a Bing exclusive. This is the Chicago Tribune. Frankfurter's Bourguignon or Frankston Sour Cream Sauce, questionable Tribune hot dog recipes over the years. This was published today, and this is a bunch of old recipes using hot dogs. This one calls for Frankfurter's cooked in butter with shallots and garlic and Bordeaux.
Ooh.
And then this one is a supper salad bowl, which seems to be a salad that consists of a half pound Frankfurters, a half cup ranch dressing, a quarter cup a chopped green pepper, and one cup of cottage cheese.
I'd well eat the shit out of that.
As well as one cup grated raw turnip and one cup grated raw carrot and mayonnaise.
The Ivers recipe is in there, uncooked, on a plate, no salt.
Acres of mayonnaise.
All right, Mitch, should we take some questions?
That was Let Me Be Frank.
Wow.
Hey, how about Nick Weiger?
Give it up for Weigs.
Oh, God bless you. How about these guys? Folks, just like a restaurant, value your feedback. Let's open up the feedback. We're going to take three audience questions.
Remember, there's a bag of frozen chowder on the line.
Someone's getting some frozen chowder. To help us out with these questions, Emma Erdbrink is here. Big hand for Emma, everybody.
Hello. All right. Thank you.
Melting.
It's melting.
Oh,
it's
God.
Getting squishy.
Oh, man. All right, I got Aubrienne T, Haley R, and William N. If you want to come over here.
So I guess you're going to cluster. There's some stairs next to where Emma is standing stage right to your left from the audience. You want to maneuver your way over there. See some people moseying down.
What's
oh, a nice
guys?
Little wave, wait, a hey, friendly wave. How about that?
A friendly wave will not win you this bag of chowder.
In fact, it may disqualify you.
Yes.
All right, this is Aubrey.
Hi, Aubrey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Aubrey.
Hi, I'm Deathlehem on the Dose Gourd.
Wow.
And someone from the Dose Gourd actually sold me and another person here on the Dose Gourd their tickets because they got COVID.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
So good for us, bad for them. But I told them that I would ask their question for them. So it's a
that's
normal
nice.
Name Jason.
They
on
got
the
it
Dose
from
Gourd.
Me on the last tour.
No, that's not the question.
Are you able to get them the chowder if need be?
I mean...
Anyway,
yes.
the question they wanted me to ask
yes.
is, if you were going to eat dog shit, what breed of dog would you want to eat it from?
Thank you.
Thanks,
and
thank
do you.
You
think it would taste better if there was cum on it, too?
Boston Terrier in yes.
No. So, normal name Jason from the Dose Gourd. His favorite thing to get at a seafood restaurant is a seafood tower.
Mm.
So he wanted to know, what other type of food do you think would go well in tower form?
Wow.
That's a great question. I do like the
it's
form factor of the
question.
Tower. And it is, that's a dazzling presentation. You get that seafood tower.
Yeah.
I've been to places where they do like an appetizer sampler, like on a tower.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a cool answer.
You know, it's a fun thing. That they do, and I haven't been there for years. I'll probably never go back. But next to the old Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, where the three of us spent many a night.
Yes. There, oh, the laughs generated.
Oh, all the guffaws. Anyway, we were it was right next to this bar called Birds, and then when they served onion rings, they'd serve them on a little like spindle.
It was.
It'd be like a little paper towel roll, like one of those child toys where you put the little rings on it. Mm. That was a lot of fun. That was a great little stack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my version of putting a ring on it. Did my hand taste okay?
My lips are numb.
Tower. A fun tower food. I immediately went to mozzarella sticks. I think it would be fun to have mozzarella
sure.
sticks.
Sure.
A seafood tower, is it... Is the actual seafood piled into a tower, or are you talking about a tiered plate?
It's like tiered plates, yeah.
Okay. I know it already. I'm sure it exists, but a leaning tower of pizzas.
Oh, that's fun.
Yep.
That's fun.
That's the right answer.
That's a blast. Everyone would like that.
Yeah.
A big pizza and then a smaller one and a smaller one until you got a little bagel bite on top.
That's great.
Some presents underneath.
Is there like a dessert you could put in tower form? I'm wondering if you like had like a bunch of like a cupcake sampler. Like you had like a bunch of, donuts might be fun if you had a bunch of different tiers of donuts. Or just one big spindle of donuts.
A wedding cake, speaking of putting a ring on it.
There you go.
I think charcuterie might be good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great answer.
More accessible.
If you have the answer, why the fuck are you asking us?
It wasn't my question. It was Jason's question. He didn't ask me.
That's true.
Well, thank you for relaying
it. He's got fucking COVID brain.
Hope they get better. Thank you, Aubrey, right? Thank you, Aubrey.
Thank you, Aubrey. Wow, it's a little charcuterie challenge. I'd climb up that thing like King Kong himself.
Now, are you felt like that was not good enough to earn the chowder? You want to wait and hear?
We're gonna wait to hear
all the questions, and then the chowder will be awarded. Yes. Okay, great. Okay.
I think a chicken wing tower would be pretty cool. Anyway, this is Haley.
Yeah.
Hey, I got bad news. Emma might win the fucking chowder.
Yeah.
That was good.
The front runner so far.
Hey, I'm Haley.
Hi, Haley.
Hi, Haley.
And I'm gonna be totally honest that this is his question. I submitted it, so...
What the hell's going on?
The person behind you.
Yeah, we're husband and wife.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
No, you know what? Give him the mic. He has to ask it.
Hey, no, I'm reading it.
Okay, okay. We'll let her ask it.
Okay, what's a chain restaurant item you would want to see how it's made, and what's one you would not want to see how it's made?
Really good question.
That's a great question.
I am curious as to... And I thought this would be a fun thing if we did any sort of... And the issue is there's so many, like, fucking brand approvals and corporate, you know, fucking sign-offs you need for something like this to happen. But I was like I'd want to see kind of a how it's made of fucking, like a Cheddar Bay biscuit at Red Lobster. Like, I want to see that process involved with that. Because I know it probably what happens is they arrive frozen at Red Lobster and they heat them up in an oven. But I'd like to see the place where they prepare these, you know, several steps removed. How do they make these from scratch? How do they scale them?
For me, I'd say something that I'd want to see get made is any item from that semen cookbook. Nick, there's a couple things that come to mind, and like to me immediately I'm like Big Mac or Big Mac sauce,
sure,
or the secret recipe from the Colonel. I'd want to see how that gets. I want to see how it's made. I want to see what the deal is, or just Coca-Cola. I want to see all the ingredients of Coca-Cola.
You want a little bit of a mystery.
Me too. I love it. She's right.
You want to see it? You want like that mystery unveiled? You want like a magician's secrets revealed sort of thing?
Yes, I want someone wearing a black mask. We can't see who it is, and it takes it off. It's the Colonel. I think those like all in that realm. I think something I wouldn't want to see. Books, you can go. I'm trying to think of something I wouldn't want to see.
I'm racking my brain here, guys. I mean, I feel like it would have to be something that was kind of spectacular, where you're like, how do they do that? Because if you go to, like, El Pollo Loco, like, you see them grill the chicken, or, like,
love
you know,
that.
Chipotle in the commercials when they, like, make the guacamole fresh. Sure. It's like, you see them make that. I know how it's made, but would I want to see it? Like, something that goes inside something. They're like, how do they get that inside that? What is that?
That's a great question.
I'm stressed.
Mookie wins the clam chowder.
maybe like a, you know, I want to see how they stuff the damn crust at Domino's.
Oh, that's a
great
one.
That's great. That's
or
a
Pizza
great,
Hut, whatever
great
one.
Answer.
And especially the new, or like Little Caesars, where they do the new ones where there's like pepperonis inside the crust.
Yeah.
Show me how you stuff that crust.
Yeah.
You do?
Who are you?
Little
it's
Caesar.
The Noid. Yeah, damn it. They're sitting together, the Noid and Little Caesar.
They're up to something no good.
Now, the wouldn't want to see part of it, like, for me, this is one of those ones where, like, seeing something being made in an unappetizing way doesn't make me not want to eat it.
Usually makes you want to eat it more.
Yeah, so, like, I don't care, like, the pink slime chicken nuggets, yeah, I still like chicken nuggets. Like, no, that's not going to work on me. So there's nothing where I'm like, oh, I'd have an aversion to seeing that outside of any sort of, you know, grisly fucking animal brutalization, sure, which, you know, happens at factory farms.
I think if I had to meet every chicken that, like, contributed to my nugget, I'd feel bad.
Sure.
Like a sit down, like, hello. Yeah.
Right.
What's your name?
Oh, Clucky. That's a cute name. Nice to meet you.
You have a family. Okay.
Okay. Your son is a vet. Okay. Interesting.
A veteran or a veterinarian?
Veterinarian.
My God, father's
God
a veteran.
Bless all the veterinarians, your boy Spoon Man.
Wow.
I mean that.
If there are any veterinarians in the house tonight, stand up.
Have they done, like, an animal doctor movie? Like, I don't mean, like, someone who works is like a Dr. Doolittle. I mean, like, an animal who is a doctor.
Huh.
Well, no.
Like Dr. Paws or something, and it's like a little dog who knows how to treat people.
Certainly there's a children's animated movie like that, but you're talking mainstream, big-budget Hollywood flick?
Yeah, like a hard R movie.
Dr. Paws, like, performing a tracheectomy. Good question.
Great question. Yeah, I struggle with the aversion. There isn't something where I'm like, I really wouldn't want to see that. I'd also, you know what I want to see? What's going on with that McFlurry machine?
Oh,
why is it
busted
all the time? What the fuck's
Speaking
going on
Speaking of gremlins,
in there?
What gremlins are inside that
what
thing?
What are in there? I probably would be grossed out if I saw the inside of that and just saw, like, a fucking, you know, spider nest or whatever's, like, lurking inside. Just a bunch of black mold over the parts that, you know, fucking dairy goes through.
Yeah.
Probably would be pretty revolting.
The men in black bugs.
Yeah.
All right, and wait, so your husband has a question too?
Yeah, so this is William.
So you got two in the queue?
Yeah, they have different last names, so it confused me.
Wow, we picked...
You cheated the algorithm.
We picked two?
We didn't even plan on that.
Wow.
I think we have to allow it.
Yeah, I think
they
so,
didn't
too.
Go, I mean, they didn't I'll really circumvent it. The system.
They we'll allow it.
Questions.
Okay, all right, let's hear it.
So, not to bring too much up, we don't have to get into details, but I know the fucking food has been talked about in the podcast before.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. No details, it's fine.
Actually fucking food, to be clear.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you meant, like, fucking food.
No, the action of fucking food.
Yeah, yes, of course. Nick fucking Apple.
So I have a fuck, marry, kill for you guys.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Del Taco good. Chili cheese fries, Taco Bell cheesy gordita crunch, and the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
Fuck.
The fuck, marry, kill. So one of these...
No option to eat any of them.
Yeah, we can't eat any of these.
I mean, if you want to do it as part of those, that's fine. I guess kill could be eat.
Fuck, marry, kill. Man, cheesy gordita crunch.
You gotta fuck it. You gotta fuck that. The CGC.
That dirty
it's good, but you're not
fucking...
gonna eat it anyway. That's the you gotta. Yeah, that's the one you gotta fuck.
It just has like a tortilla wrap that you could use.
You could use it. And
that was that wrap way too big? Yes.
It's gooey.
So you guys are thinking about it more aesthetically, like actually physically what would feel good to... Fuck.
Yeah, I think so. If you
not
to
not
do
not
it.
Like not as if you know you think of it as a person like the cheesy gordita crunch is reliable, so you marry it.
Well, that's a different thing. We're talking about like it turns.
You're
into
like, what
a
would
person.
Feel good on my hard cock?
Yeah. No, right. I think we're talking like that's the to be clear on the question. You're talking about like literally doing this, right? You're not talking about like this turns.
I
into some
think it's open for
humanoid
interpretation.
Embodiment of I mean, what this item represents.
I mean, it could be either way, an interpretation physically, either way.
Okay,
whatever you want to do.
It turns into a person.
Okay, it turns into a person. That's,
got it.
Okay.
I'm looking at all three of these options, and I think all three of them are just like a big fat guy. So
yes.
So just a big orgy with all three of
them.
Yeah,
which.
Yeah. I feel like the chili cheese fries would just become me. I think I would have to kill the chili cheese fries, Nick, and I'm only saying this because it seems hard to fuck and it feels like it would burn your dick.
Yeah, it'd be hard. It'd be hard to fuck. Mm-hmm. I had the same thought. Those are good.
Yeah,
I'd kill chili cheese fries as well. It's just the item of the three of them that I care about the least.
Yeah.
I like their chili cheese fries, especially if you get their deluxe chili cheddar cheese fries, which you add a little sour cream and some diced tomatoes. Mm-hmm. I didn't mention that. I like the tomatoes. Those are good.
That sour cream will cool it down. It might be a little bit more fuckable.
Might be more fuckable.
But we're back to physically fucking it.
I've only been in that zone.
I think I agree with you. I think we're on the same page here. And that leaves you marrying that spicy chicken sandwich.
I'm marrying the spicy. You're coming home with me, baby.
I'm marrying Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
Wow.
Wow.
Love of my life.
Wow. Well, you know what?
Marry my best friend.
But, look, any of these marriages are going to end tragically. I'm going to be on Dateline. I don't know what happened to the spicy chicken sandwich. One day she just ran away.
Folks, that's our show. Mitch, who gets the chowder?
The couple gets the chowder because there's two of you.
Wow, you guys can share that bag of chowder. We'll keep the other lukewarm bag of chowder.
I'll throw it at you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Seattle. I hope you're sticking around for the next show.
One more time for Mookie Blakelock. Emma Erdbrink. Thanks to everyone here at the Neptune Theater. Until next time, for the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell, I'm Nick Weiger. Happy eating. Thank you.
See you in a minute.
Want more Doughboys? Check out the Doughscored, our Discord server. You get Doughscored access plus the Doughboys double when you join the Platinum Plate Club at patreon.com/doughboys. That's patreon.com/doughboys. Want to see the sources for this week's intro? Check the episode description.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.